何地无人。
So, Hare Krishna. I'm very honored to see the Prabhupada Deshis. Before the storm starts, that means the invasion of so many guest devotees. Today I have decided to speak about a subject matter which I feel is very good for our Venice Harinam. The subject is called the Kirtan of Lord Gauranga. Is this a good subject matter, Trida? But before I start, I want to just express how glad I am. I wanted to come last year also, but it was not possible due to the arrangement of the Lord. As you know, I was very ill. So when I came today to Prabhupada Desh, I said, this is the fulfillment of my dream. I will be with you up till Monday morning, and then I will go to Villa Vrindavan. You have phone? Good. And Monday evening I will be there, and then continue onward to visit Matsya Avatar Prabhu at his Bhaktivedanta Central. But just today I heard that Traidas Prabhu and his good wife Krishna Rupa have a house in the mountain and a preaching center in the town of Bologna, and I thought, can we not somehow stretch the days so that it's also possible to go there? Krishna, you had some ideas. Oh yeah. Maybe we should just look at the map and see, maybe even only for a few hours. It's on the way. Yes. Really? And I know in your house is so much nectar, different scriptures, different pictures, beautiful deities, I know. Yeah. If we could look at the map. Yeah. Oh, good. Somehow. Why not? It's all right, you know, these are arrangements. Yes. I would like to tell you a little bit how I feel as a visiting sannyasi, visiting such a temple. I feel it's the kingdom of God. I know you who stay here think sometimes different, but I think this is the kingdom of God. Honestly. Honest commentor, yes. And I know I'm only here for a few days. So obviously I have thought about what I would like to share with you during my presentation. And I would really like to share you something which is most important in my own spiritual life. Now I remember 7 years or maybe 8 years back, senior devotees in our movement were sincerely getting together and asking themselves the question, how can we advance and be really in full Krishna consciousness? And like every search, where sometimes good results are gotten and sometimes not so good results are gotten, we were all very eagerly searching for answers. My personal search brought me to a little temple in Calcutta where the exalted Bhakti Pramod Puri Maharaj, an elderly god brother of Srila Prabhupada, was just giving a lecture that evening. I was sitting on the ground and he just came out of the shower. He was bent over by old age. He was really bent over. His kamsha was dripping. He looked at me with this questioning gesture of a sadhu. I gave my introduction and immediately came to the question which was moving all of us older devotees. He looked at me with these loving eyes, those who knew him knew him. And he had a tear in his eye. So you want to advance? Do you know how? I have come to you to ask this question. So. And then he exploded. He exploded with emotion. He exploded with sincerity. He exploded with compassion. He was one volcano. He sat down. When he sat down, he didn't even took his wet gamsha and change it into a dry dhoti. No. He said, Harinam, Harinam, Harinam. For 2 hours, all I understood was Harinam. He spoke in Bengali. There was someone who wanted to, who was with me to translate, but no chance. He was on fire. And I also didn't need to understand more than this Harinam. It was very clear. There were so many verses, so many stories. Ambarish, Prahlad, everyone was quoted. But I only needed to hear Harinam. And he made sure that I understood. After that volcanic explosion, I returned back to Sri Ramayapur. I locked the door and read for many days in Prabhupada's books. And understood the same thing. The holy name is Krishna. Chant it and you will reach love of God. Yes, and this experience is the background of this evening's lecture. So if Chitra should not be able to translate everything, it doesn't matter. And I can already tell you, it's Harinam, Harinam, Harinam. She just said she's a little tired today, but you will get the point. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya.
Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya.
Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya.
Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya.
Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Nama Om Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prasthaya Bhutale Shimate Bhakti Vedanta Swami Nitti Namine Namaste Sarasvati Deve Gauravani Pracharine Nirvishesha Shunyavadi Bhaskatyari Satarine Jaya Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nitananda Sri Advaita Gadadhara Sri Vasadi Govarta Vrinda Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare 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 Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare 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 Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur used to say and also write that if you wish to enter Vrindavan Dham and the Rasa Leela, you have to do this through Shiva Sangam. In Shiva Shiva Sangam, yes. In Shiva Sangam, the house of all, it was the houses of Srivas Thakur and his brothers, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu would meet every day with his devotees and chant throughout the night. He would leave his house where he was with Shri Devi, when the sun would have set, he would travel through the forested area of Navadvip and finally arrive for the Aratik time at Shriva Sangam. There there would be the most amazing place of rasa, rasa stali, because the rasa means the taste in an ecstatic relationship with God, because the devotees would just chant in abundance. Mahaprabhu would sometimes jump very high in his ecstasy. And at times he became so light that it, like a feather, that he seemed to float in the air. And the devotees understood this to be a sign and carried the Lord like this over their heads. Sometimes he would become so heavy and roll like a mountain over the dusty ground of Shriva Sangam. Devotees at that time would try to grab his lotus feet to obtain some of his shakti through the dust which was on his lotus stopalas. And my dear devotees, sometimes he would stand for 6 hours in the pose of Lord Krishna, with holding a flute which only his dearest devotee could see. This pastime reminds us exactly of what Lord Krishna would do in the evening hours. He would leave the palace of his parents, Nanda Bhavan, and go into the forested woodland of Braj to meet the gopis and sing and dance with them. Yes. And Lord Krishna would sing di 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 ta ta di di di, and he would sing songs in praise of the moon, and the gopis would sing songs in praise of him, and they would just dance in the climax of a loving reciprocation.
Krishna, yeah.
Ultimately, it is the desire of all Gaudiya Vaishnavas to somehow be connected with that dance of the Lord where he is together with Srimati Radhika. So if you want to do this, you have to learn in this world to chant and dance in Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's movement. You have to learn to be in Shriva Sangam. First, the chanting of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu took place in secret. That means only authorized devotees were permitted to enter Shiva's Sangam and see the miracles of the Lord throughout the night. But then something happens which we will hear about in about 5 minutes. For now, I would like to ask the question, what did they do in Shiva Sangam? It said they did kirtan. What exactly is kirtan, please? Kirtan means to glorify a deity, that means a form of God, through singing his name, singing about his forms, his qualities, and also his activities, his lila. For instance, there's a Naam Kirtan like Bibavari Shesha Aloka Pravesha Nishingavamana Shimadu Sudana Prajanda Nandana Syama Putana Gatana Koita Pashatana Jaya Dasharati Rama Yashoda Dulala Govinda Gopala Vrindavana Purandara Gopi Priyajana Radhika Ramana Tuvana Sundara Bara. These are all names of Vrindavan Krishna. But then there are other kirtans like guna kirtans, where one hears about the qualities of the Lord. For instance, would you like to hear a guna kirtan? Yeah. One moment, I have to find the melody. Hridaya pidita jada Krishna chiksya katara Baba roga nashite chatura. The quality of the Lord is praised. Lord Krishna is the perfect physician for one's heart which is tormented. Krishna expertly cures the disease of repeated birth and death. Krishna takes us step by step back to his spiritual world. Krishna is an ocean of kindness to the bewildered. He cures the blindness of his devotees. So, in this way, different qualities of Krishna, like a doctor or a healer qualities, are praised. So by glorifying the Lord with his names, forms, qualities and pastimes, the devotee moves through the means of kirtan into the meditative presence of the Lord. For kirtan to be effective, all the senses of the one who is entering kirtan should be engaged. Especially he should play sweet instruments. He should sing. He should hear. He should see the form of the deity whom he does kirtan of, or you know, a picture like here. And by this very, very, let me say, in full engagement with all the senses in the kirtan, we are drawn into the presence of God. During a kirtan, usually the instruments which are used to glorify Krishna are worshipped. The instrument players are well aware that the instruments are now I'm very blind here. That this is not just metal, it is something to now, it is engaged in Krishna's service and it is now spiritual. Medanga players will therefore first offer their obeisances to the medanga. The singer who sings will first beg for the permission of the Vaishnavas. May I, you have empowered me to sing. Now, I pay my obeisances. And he falls flat before all the Vaishnavas. And before he starts the kirtan, he pays his obeisances to the line of his spiritual teachers. Then the singing starts. And the dancing. It is described in Chaitanya Bhagavat that the devotees like to raise their arms while they dance. And with this gesture, they purify the heavenly sphere. And then they like to dance with the feet, and with the feet they purify all the contaminations which have covered Mother Bhumi, Mother Earth. Yes, and sometimes it's said when a devotee, when he does kirtan, takes his arms up, it is almost like the child who begs his parents, please, please pick me up. In the same way, the devotee begs the Lord, please take me out of this material world. Doing kirtan. And in Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's times, when it got really ecstatic, they would roll on the floor ground. I thought I will show this, how to do this tomorrow in Venice at the bridge. And this means when the child, you know, just like the child, when the child is begging the father to take him up, but the father for some reason doesn't take him up, or the mother, then he, to show his desire to be picked up, he rolls on the ground. It's a very intense sign he makes. So when the devotee feels during kirtan that that the Lord has not yet accepted me. He will roll on the ground. So tomorrow I will try, but you have to help me. If I fall into the ocean, it will be too cold. Hare Krishna. Most probably I'm very shy by nature. And so I will not do Vyasa. I'm a little shy. So, but you can see from this description what is kirtan, that it is really a very deeply spiritual activity which aims at direct of experiencing the presence of the Lord by glorifying Him. We will hear more about the mood in Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's kirtan tomorrow. But for now, I would just like to say that Mahaprabhu, during this kirtans, would sometimes enter very, very high exalted states where he had the divine vision of the Lord. In Chaitanya Charitamrita we hear that once Mahaprabhu did kirtan and came to the beach of Puri, and then all of a sudden getting also ecstatic, he saw in the distance Radha and Krishna at Govardhan. And some of the girl friends, the Sakis of Radha and Krishna, told him he should pick some flowers for the divine couple. So he was totally overtaken by this divine vision and ran towards Radha and Krishna in that
area.
Later the devotees found him and they woke him. He was lying unconscious in the sand, and they woke him up, but he didn't like it. He lamented because they had, he said, "You have taken me by force away from Krishna." So you can see, in one word, kirtan really in Mahaprabhu's time took the Lord went directly into the presence of his beloved Lord, and he took the devotees with him. And he didn't like to come back. This is the idea of kirtan also. It takes us from the material plane to the spiritual plane. And it is described by kirtaniyas that once you are there, you also don't like to come back to the world. And when you do, after a long kirtan, have you ever noticed that you cannot, that you don't, you cannot talk the normal prajalpa, or how to say it in a good way, it's a normal talk which you are accustomed to talk. No prajalpa. We don't talk prajalpa in Italy. Yeah. You just can't talk the way you ordinarily talk. Because it is said that good kirtan makes the activities of the material mind inactive. You know, in this verse by Rupa Goswami, which Chaitanya Mahaprabhu liked to quote so much, it is said that the kirtan stops the activities of the mind. The Rupa Goswami describes how when the kirtan comes in the court of the heart, material mind becomes inactive. So from this description, I think you can easily understand why Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, in the beginning, of when he started his movement, kept the kirtan a secret, and somewhat a secret within the closed circle of his confidential bhaktas in Sri Vasanga. No outsider was allowed to take part in this divine kirtan. Even if a relative wanted to take part but was not yet initiated in Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's movement of ecstatic chanting, the relative would be thrown out. We hear in this connection, Hare Krishna, we hear about the stepmother of Shiva's Thakur who wanted to just see what was going on in her son-in-law's house, and who hid in a barrel to peek, you know, and to see it from a hidden place. Shiva Mahaprabhu said, someone is here who is not all right.
Allora c'era la sorcia di Shivas che voleva vedere, voleva cercare di curiosare attraverso un piccolo buco nella porta, e il signore Chaitanya a quel punto diceva, c'è qualcuno qui che non vuole essere.
Shivas Thakur looked all around and finally he found, after I think 5 times searching, the stepmother hiding, and he took her by the hair. Imagine this. This is so from a mundane perspective, so impolite, you know, to take someone by the hair and brought her out of the hall and just threw her out, not allowed.
Dopo aver cercato 5 volte alla fine Shivas trova questo suocero appunto che stava spiando, e allora anche se non è gentile educato per i modi mondani, la presa dei capelli la va.
Now this is what you don't do to your stepmother. Otherwise the whole family life can be disturbed by such a determined action, you know. But it was all right as far as the kirtan was concerned, because absolutely no outsider could be allowed. Why? Because it is explained, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu needed to train his devotees. And he wanted to make the point that you need to be pure so that kirtan can happen. If a group of, let us say, the devotees who go into the kirtan must make the purest endeavor to praise the Lord. Then only the Lord will appear. Bhaktivinoda Thakur took this principle and said, when you have kirtan, there needs to be at least one pure devotee so that Krishna, in the kirtan group, so that Krishna appears. Yeah. So a pure endeavor is necessary. In kirtan, what is absolutely unwanted is self-centered dancing or singing. Kirtan is never a social affair. Sankirtan, kirtan is almost like a fire where you sacrifice the false ego. Yes, the kirtan is to be done in one's understanding. I'm a part of the Lord. I will now serve Him. This was a unique creation by Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. It's called the Prema Sankirtan. We find in Chaitanya Charitamrita that once the devotees of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu entered with their particular style of kirtan Jagannath Puri. At that time, the king was on the roof, and Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya and Kashi Mishra were also there, explaining to him something about that kirtan group. So you must know, in Puri there were ample kirtan groups arriving from somewhere, leaving, because they wanted to, the devotees came in these groups to see Lord Jagannath in the temple. But when the king saw the kirtan group of which was from Navadvip, who were all Chaitanya Bhaktas, he was surprised. Because he could see these devotees were just so effulgent. He saw Advaita Acharya, the elderly with white hair and beard, playing cards and dancing, and he was just so amazed. There was such an energy there. And he asked him, what is this? And he said, Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya explained, this is the Prema Kirtan. It is a special creation of Lord Chaitanya. Prabhupada was very proud of his devotees because he trained us also like that, and we also made such an impression in India when we came. My God! Also here in Venice, one Harinam, I remember, we were so much chanting in transcendental joy of Krishna consciousness. Then I was just leading the kirtan. I said to Guru Charan, there's a stage, see the stage, we must go on the stage. Guru Charan, who was a very reasonable manager, he said, Maharaj, this is impossible.
this is for the TV, you know, for big entertainers like the Rolling Stones or you know. And I said, no, Guruji, please, I'm your guest. You must do what I want. Wish you please try. And reluctantly he went and asked. After all, he has to do what the guest is wanting. Italian hospitality is very important. So then he came back. Cake, we can go, we can go. So you remember Guruji? It was because, you know, the Kirtan had so much Mahaprabhu's kripa. Yeah, this Kirtan is very strong. Kirtan is Kirtan. Yeah. What to say? So I wanted to say, so in the beginning, to create this mood, Mahaprabhu didn't allow any outsiders. Not even brahmacharis or sannyasis who were not devotees, pure devotees, were not allowed. But then Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, after some time, switched and took the kirtan to the streets. And there was a reason. There was oppression. The movement had just started by the devotees doing kirtans in their own houses. And at that time, the Muslim government heard about this. And do you know who told on the devotees who chanted in their homes? It was the Hindu pious Hindu Brahmanas. The Hindu Brahmanas were totally disturbed about Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's spreading movement of chanting the holy name. They felt, how can you say that that God comes when you sing with sentimentalists? You have to do yagyas with good Brahmins like us. This is a new development. It's a disturbance to Hinduism. It has nothing to do with the rules and regulations which we Brahmanas establish in society. So they got the government of the Muslims to oppress the movement. And then Mahaprabhu said one evening, no, one day, we will take a Sangatan movement with hundreds of thousands of Vaishnavas that will go directly to the White House, you know, to the house of the Chankarji. Gadadha Pandi decorated Chaitanya Mahaprabhu on that evening with a very fine garland in his hair of Malika flowers. Yes, fury, this small fury, you know, in the hair, looks very beautiful, Chitta. Oof. Like this. Specialamento. Specialamento, yes. And the devotees were encouraged to bring torches. There were oil containers on the road, so that they could renew the torches. And it was like one big snake of human beings chanting and dancing and winding their ways through the different ghats of Navadvip, heading towards the Chandrakati's house. Mahaprabhu looked as beautiful as 1,000 gods of love. From this description, we can understand that he must have danced very beautifully, because the god of love will dance. And as you all know the story, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's movement overwhelmed the opposition of the Muslim government. Param Vijayati Sri Krishna Sankirtan, the chanting of the holy name was now victorious and was spreading quickly throughout all of India. Each year, later, in the later pastime of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, each year millions of pilgrims who came to Puri saw the kirtan of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu before the Ratha Yatra cars. Krishna, am I a little bit too late? It's 7 o'clock, is Aritik or 8? Oh, at 8. Then don't worry. Then I will make. Now I would like to ask you the question: what was the mood in which Chaitanya Mahaprabhu chanted? I feel this is very important for us to understand, so that we can actually also enter into the kirtan. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu expressed his mood in the Chaitanya and the Shikshastakam by chanting this shloka: Nayanam Galadashrudaraya Vatanam Gatgada Kira Pulakaya Nichitam Vapu Kada Tavagrahane Tavanama Grahane Bhavishyati. When will my eyes be decorated with tears as I chant your holy name? It was a mood of longing for Krishna's presence. In the Chaitanya Bhagavat, he says, Bhakti Yoga, Bhakti Yoga, Bhakti Yoga Dhan, that the wealth of Bhakti Yoga means that when you chant, you cry. Mm-hmm. You cry for Krishna. I'm serious, with tears. Prabhupada, he says in his little article on chanting that the chanting must be done like a child who cries for the mother. This is how to chant. I know we Westerners think, oh my God, this is a little bit too much for me. Yeah. But let us try to understand a little bit why chanting means to long for Krishna. See, in all spiritual practices there is a sadhya, a goal, and a sadhana which is meant to help you reach the goal. So in the Bhakti Sadhya is the loving service of Radha and Krishna. The sadhana, the practice, is the ninefold practices of devotional service. But it is said that these practices, wow, this is the battle of Kurukshetra. But it is said that you can only reach your goal when you meditate about that goal while you do your sadhana. Marupati, everything is okay? See, if I make an effort, like riding on a bicycle, if I don't have my goal in mind, I will never reach the place. I will just bicycle and bicycle in circles and never arrive at my destination. So when you do bhakti sadhana, you must be aware of Radha and Krishna while you do your practice. And you must feel that I have not yet reached. I feel, but I want to reach. So this mood has been expressed by Rupa Goswami with an analogy, the analogy of the Shakora bird. Well, this is the loudest pujari I've ever heard. He's fired up. There is this one bird which lives in India and which longs for the rain clouds to appear because it will only drink water directly from the cloud itself. India can be so dry and so hot. And often the monsoon comes very late. The poor Chakora bird has not drunk anything and he has not seen any water, and out of the dryness he shouts, Jaldi! Jale, give me water, please. So a devotee feels the siam-colored or cloud-colored Lord has not yet shown his mercy to me. My life is dry and tasteless. One day has gone. One hour has gone. One more minute has gone. Where is he? Yes, this is how a devotee feels in this world. He looks out into the world and he knows nothing of it can give satisfaction to his soul. So he waits for the cloud-colored Lord. In separation. This is how a devotee chants the holy name who follows in the mood of Gauranga Mahaprabhu. Sanatana Goswami gives a second example from the Chakravaka bird. It's amazing, according to the ancient knowledge, there were once two Chakravaka birds, one Chakravaka and one Chakravaki bird. And they lived in the forest. And they lived on a tree under which a rishi was meditating. So the night came. They thought, we must have a family. And they approached each other, making love to each other. But in the middle of it, they became just so excited, and both of them fell on the rishi who was trying to meditate. Too much, said the rishi. I'm a celibate monk, and you are doing this here. I curse you. You will never be able to meet each other under the rays of the moon. And from that time, the Chakravaka and Chakravaki bird are just crying in the night. They are hungry with love for each other. But they never find each other. Creak, 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 oh, creak, creak, creak. The whole night is going, creak, 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 oh. The whole night you hear this. It makes you cry when you hear this. Poor birds, you know. Let them meet. Let them have their family. But it is not possible. According to this ancient story, that's the reason. I am sure biologists will give you another reason. But the fact is, they want to meet and they can't meet. So, but they love for each other. So this, the unfulfilled love, that is. In kirtan, the desire to attain the unattained, That is the mood in which kirtan is to be done. And strangely enough, when kirtan is done in this mood, the Lord is present. Once Narada Muni asked the Lord, "Where is your permanent address, please?" The Lord answered, "I'm not in Vaikuntha. I'm not in the heart of the mystic yogis. Naham Vaikunthi, naham Vaikunthi, naham Vaikunthi yoginam, ya naham tishtami Vaikunthe yoginam hridayeshuva yatatra matra gayante. I'm sorry, since that surgery, some of my memory has just been erased from my memory files. It will come back again. Yatra gayanti matbhakta. Yes, with the help, everything is possible. Lord says, I'm not in Vaikuntha. I'm not in the heart of the yogis. But I'm very much present where my devotees sing about me. So we have now heard about Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's movement of kirtan. We have learned a little bit what is kirtan, and we have heard in what mood, inner mood, the kirtan should be done. Then the Lord is present through kirtan. Tomorrow we will learn more. We learn about different kirtan songs which Chaitanya Mahaprabhu sang. It was not only Hare Krishna which he sang. We learn about how obstacles in kirtan can be overcome. And we learn a very sweet kirtan secret. But there is a surprise. You have to come tomorrow. We have, with our Guru Charan Prabhu, we have thought it's best, because some devotees are coming from Slovenia and other places, if we have tomorrow a very interesting morning program, we have the normal morning program up to the deity greetings, the Prabhupada's Guru Puja, then we have Prasadam, and the lecture is at 11 o'clock. Now I want to see if you have any questions. So nice to talk about kirtan. Do you also enjoy it? This is very necessary. We need to know what this is. Yuga Dharma. This is what you do in this age. And Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is the Lord of Sankirtan, not of Japa. Yeah. Of course, Japa. We will hear tomorrow. He gave instructions how to do japa. But in the words of Vrindavan Das Thakur, he is the father of the Sankirtan movement. So I think we need to learn what is kirtan very, very, very precisely. Krishna. Yes, Prabhu, your good name? Rudra Prabhu, Rudra Dev Prabhu. For all the devotees who may not know, Rudra Dev Prabhu is the artist who made these wonderful, wonderful, wonderful. All are also the others. I did not know. Rudra Dev Prabhu, I like especially this one where Prabhupada just goes like. Yes, Rudra Dev Prabhu. This is a very, very complex question, but I will try to answer it in a very succinct form. The answer to your question is in answering the question, what is separation? Krishna consciousness. Separation in Krishna consciousness means that the beloved is externally not present, but by the feeling of longing, beloved is present in the heart. By thinking so much and longing so much, oh, all of a sudden his face shines in the heart. There is one great Vaishnava poet who says, who says in the words of Radharani, if I should choose between union and separation from Krishna, I would choose separation. Because if I would be together with Krishna, I would be together with only one Krishna. But if I feel separation from him, I see him coming from every corner of the universe. See, this mood of separation which the Vaishnavas feel is, according to Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur, not identical with that feeling of a lover who is separated by time from the beloved and cannot have sense gratification.
Questo sentimento di separazione del devoto Vaishnava non è come una separazione nello spazio-tempo perché non possiamo avere la gratificazione.
Yeah, it's not like that, huh?
Non
yeah.
È così.
Yeah, it is. The devotee who is feeling the mood of separation wants to sincerely offer service.
Il
And Krishna always accepts that desire. He even accepts food which the devotees offer to him with the desire to serve him. So when a devotee feels, I want to serve my Lord, the Lord accepts that when that is in the mood of separation. This is one of the secrets of bhakti. That bhakti is, now Krishna is only reached by bhakti. When that bhakti is there, when it is big, or Krishna, it comes. Apparently, the gopis suffered separation when Krishna left Vrindavan. But Prabhupada, he has said that Krishna, only one form of Krishna left Vrindavan, the bhava rupa, the form of love, stayed with the gopis. Even in this world, as ordinary sadhakas, when we really can feel, oh Krishna, then we feel Krishna's presence. I came to this voluntarily, Rudadev Prabhu, in the hospital. I was so finished, Rudadev Prabhu. I couldn't lie on the left side, not on the right side. Madhupati, 1 minute, just stay there with your happy smile, and I will give you the, 1 minute, I will give you the sign. So I was not knowing if I would be surviving. The doctor had also told me this is the most difficult night. We cannot do anything for you, you have to pray now. Tomorrow you will be living or you will be dead. Krishna. So I was really turning, the nerves were on fire because you couldn't lie here or there, you didn't know how to exist in the body. And then I just called out for Krishna. I'm your most unadvanced devotee. But if you don't help, then there is no help for me. And then he helped. Wonderful. This is very... So we will sing and dance now a little. Thank you very much. I hope I can see you all tomorrow at 11 o'clock. Don't miss it. It's very important information tomorrow. Sisi Goni Taiki.